Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the proper use of a broker.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We want to talk a little bit about the representation, who you stand next to as you go to sell your property or purchase property. It is a big deal, and I think that a lot of the consumers out there don't know the questions to ask and end up the wrong match or maybe no match at all in regards to navigating one of the most significant purchases or sales of your lifetime.
Well, it's interesting that for those that have not bought or sold on a monthly basis, they have no experience. They don't know what happens next other than I need to find a buyer that will pay me too much because my price will probably be quote unquote too much by definition. All I got to do is ask buyers. They tell you that's too much. And all I have to do is find that person, be able to get a three-legged tie on them, drag them to escrow and get them to close. And that sounds easy. It is not easy at all. There's all kinds of speed bumps in the road, including a bunch of liability that's on your side of the transaction, which you assume if you represent yourself.
And I think a lot of people do have some skills that apply as a realtor. Our skill set has to be from staging, kind of interior design and decorating, down to negotiation, not practicing law, but navigating forms and contracts and obligations that are both federal and state in regards to forms.
Well, it's so much also negotiation. Being able to read the person that you're dealing with and assisting them in getting what they want while getting exactly what you want. And you may say, well, that's impossible. No, it's not. It's not at all. Every transaction that closes, people have come to that conclusion. It's just how did they come to that conclusion?
It's interesting to me on transactions, thinking the job is done once you've matched a buyer with a seller.
Yeah,
there's
it's only started.
Yes, there's so much more. 25% is an estimate from a local manager of an escrow company. 25% fail to close when they've gotten to that meeting of the minds. That means you may be starting over if you don't navigate from that point forward. And it's nice to have someone who's done it before by your side.
And frequently, negotiations are not complete until the closing actually happens. At the last moment, discoveries can be made. Defective roofs, defective heating systems, defective
title.
Defects, etc. But they aren't discovered until the third-party reports come in, and then we get to renegotiate some more.
So think about getting some counsel based on a lot more depth than locating the buyer or seller as a matchmaker. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.